Happy Friday, everybody. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. So Jason Church's last day, and we need him. So before we get into where you're heading and going to do, what's the latest on the shooting in Santa Fe?
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's been one of the busiest news days that I've seen in quite a while.
No kidding.
So down in Santa Fe, we had a shooting that happened on the campus of a high school down there. At this point in time, they're confirming the 10 people are dead. And from what we understand, that includes 9 students and 1 teacher, and 10 people are injured. The shooter has been identified as a 17-year-old Dimitrios Pergortsis. And this student, from what we understand, has 2 weapons that was found on his person, a shotgun and a .38 revolver. Earlier in the day, there was actually a story that had gone out on some of the major news sources that stated that he had an AR-15 with him. However, that was not the case, as we found out on Governor Abbott's address earlier. The interesting part about both of these weapons that he had on him was that neither of them were legally owned or possessed by the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
They were both his father's weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They're not quite sure just yet how he got possession of those weapons, whether they were given to him by his father or whether he just took them without his knowledge. That'll be coming out, I'm sure, in the hours to come. Pardon me. But the info that they've got shows that in some of his journals and maybe on some of his social media, that the shooter had planned on committing suicide after all this was said and done. But he had not done that for whatever reason.
Yeah, I heard he told the authorities he just chickened out.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And then also they had found some explosive devices in and around the campus at the school and also within his vehicle. One was a CO2 device, and then one was a Molotov cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what he was planning on doing with those after the shooting, whether he'd still be around to use them or not. Nobody knows about that. And we don't know anything about the motive at this point either. They did say that in his social media, he had a post from days ago where he had a shirt that had the quote "Born to Kill" on it, and then he had also referenced the shooter down in Parkland, Florida, at one point through his social media accounts as well. So at this point in time, we'll learn more as we move forward, but that's all we know for sure at this point.
Okay, so we will. Show just started. We have plenty of time to kick this one around, and we will. If I were just doing this completely selfishly, I wouldn't say another word about it.
Yeah.
But we owe it to you to at least address it, and we will. But let's talk about you. So we couldn't announce this until very recently. So today is your last day.
Yes.
And you are moving on to?
I'm heading to SIUE. They've got a campus radio station there, WSIE. It's a traditional jazz station, been there for years, heritage station, 88.7. I've listened to it since I was a younger adult, you know, in my early teens.
Mm-hmm.
And a big fan of the station and what they do. As you know, I've done a lot with jazz over the years, between the HD station here and then in previous stations as well. And I'd been looking into this a couple of years back, but because of the whole Illinois budget issues and stuff like that, they were having some issues. And it fell through at the time. But luckily, they decided to pick it back up again and put out the hiring process a couple of months ago, and I just had to go for it.
So you're like the guy.
Yeah, general
That's
manager.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's going to
be really neat.
So but it's cool, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially what I'm going to be doing over there for them is I'll be in charge of the station's format, the student program, getting students involved in the station, and then also looking after the budget and so forth. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's very cool.
Any openings?
There might be.
Okay.
There might be, yeah. Let's talk later.
Talk to me when you're walking out the door.
Mark will do lives for anyone.
Oh,
anyone.
For jazz.
We were talking about yesterday, what was that you were going to charge admission to your funeral, I think?
Pretty much. Just like
Tony, maybe you found the guy that can give you your honorary degree from SIU.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, after all those years, yes.
But we got you a little something. Is it going away present?
Yeah. No way. Thank you. What is this? Holy cow.
Right?
That's awesome.
Right?
What I'm looking at here is a bottle of 18-year Dours. That's fantastic. Thank you.
You got to drink it before you leave, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing.
Enjoy that rain out there.
That's it.
Thank you guys so much.
So how long have you been with the station now?
It would be 10 years coming up this June. So a month shy of a decade.
I couldn't remember. You've just always been here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just one of those things.
June of 2008, I came in doing part-time work under Rick Sanborn when he was still news director at the time.
Yeah.
And then it was, about a year later when they flipped him over to K-Hits and I took over full-time as news director.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the day Mark Close got fired.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's pretty just much. like Oh, come on, we need to talk to you.
What a day that was.
I need to talk to you about a raise. Well, I don't know if it's going to work out the way you'd hope. But.
You know, that's ironic you bring up a raise.
That's right.
So are you emotional about it?
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is that it's weird. It's like I'm really excited to go over there, but obviously, I mean, I've been working around you guys for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's going to be weird not coming in and seeing everybody on a regular basis like I have been for so long.
But I've never known anyone who really got their dream job. Like, this is your dream job.
Yeah.
I mean, big raise and doing exactly what you want to do. That's so cool.
Big time. I mean, like I said, it's one of those, had it been in different situations, it would be something that I'd think a lot more about. But I mean, you know, with what it is, it's just like there was, all fingers were pointing in the same direction.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Congrats, man. Yep. Good for you. Good for you.
All right. Well, he's not the only one who got his dream job. I mean, Mark, you're here.
Yeah. I remember way back in, you know, 72 and going by Casey and going.
One of these days.
Stepping stone to the Glover to the show.
Yeah, one of these days.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Somewhere out there, there's a.
Yeah. There's an 11-year-old that I know.
He's about seven now.
Yep. But. And he is just going to fail as an attorney, something terribly, and get his own radio show.
I'm going to bide my time.
I know.
That's my meal ticket.
That's it. Just a matter of time, and we're going to have a producer that won't be born for another 7 years, and some Italian.
72.
Some Italian
20
kid.
Years.
Yep.
Some
Italian kid's going to come in and handle
just
it.
Just leave me out of your dream sequence.
Oh, no. It's your very important part of the dream sequence, so.
All right. Do you want to take calls on the shooting? You want to just do Twitter? What do you guys feel like?
We can do both.
Sure.
I have a lot to say about it, but I just wanted to say really quick while Jason's still in here, I can't wrap my mind around the fact that you're not going to be here.
I know.
Well, it's so weird to me.
It's just, I've been doing this for so long, I just don't know how it's going to be. It's like it hasn't sunk in just yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's just super weird. He's been here the whole time I've been here.
Right. Question, as the news director, did you get a parking place?
No.
Okay, fine. See ya.
I did on the sixth floor.
You're on the roof.
Did you have any lives that you'll be leaving behind?
That's right. Any clients that aren't into jazz, perhaps? Hate to see you go.
Rach, you want to lead it off? I know you've been very...
Yeah, I mean... Jason said earlier we were still waiting on a motive from this kid, and I said in the office earlier, I don't care what his motive is. I don't care. We don't ask people who commit other crimes, what was your motive for stealing that car? Or if it's just like, I mean, I get it when it's a murder, but when it's a mass murder like this, right. The motive is you're a terrible person, you're a waste. You see that we glorify the people who do this, and it's our jobs to report on it. But man, when Fox News all day is just like, oh, and here's another, like the press conferences, everyone gets their chance to speak about it. And it's just like, I'm just tired.
If you think about it, if your goal was to be famous nationwide,
mm-hmm.
the name on everyone's lips, how would you do it? The only way to do it is to be a mass shooter. Like, if you want to be famous overnight, it's the only way to do it. You're not going to do it through talent. You're not going to do it through marketing.
Yeah. Well, the
you have to do
kid,
something
but...
horrific.
Yeah.
And to people like this, I mean, having a 13-year-old and Tony Grace is 14 mm-hmm. really brings home how young 17 is. I know you're just a year away from legal mm-hmm. adulthood. I get it. People are very different. 17 is still so young. The thing that got me was the firearms. That, and I've said this a million times, I'm one of those gun owners, concealed carry, licensed people who absolutely support the Second Amendment, who's also open to reasonable controls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of those people who like fetishize an AR-15 kind of thing, but I've also been very, very consistent on if you can find a way to take away every single AR-15 in the world, you don't solve the problem.
Right.
And today is more evidence of that. A sawed-off shotgun, as I understand, and a .38 revolver, like cops carried in the 30s.
Yeah.
And killed 10 people and injured 10 more and would have killed many more, but the law enforcement got mm-hmm. to him pretty quick this mm-hmm. time. So You can have, it seems to me that the gun, the anti-gun lobby, the Parkland kids and people like that have really narrowed in on the AR. You know, like that's what they really like. No, it's not enough. Bump stocks, not enough. Background checks, not enough. We want the quote unquote assault rifles. Okay.
None used in this event.
Yeah, none. Still Virginia 10 Tech. Dead. You know what Virginia yeah. Tech used? A Walther P-22. Yeah. And a Glock 9mm.
And that's the biggest school
the
shooting.
The biggest
right,
ever.
Yep. Right.
So that, and as Rach said, Rach was really upset about this today in the office because we have the big television. And she's like, I just can't believe it. We're gonna do the same thing again. Mm-hmm. And you do. It really is just this horrible deja vu. Just seeing the 50 police cruisers with the lights going for 2 days. And then the GD press conferences, just save it.
Mm. Yeah.
Abbott, Ted Cruz, blow it out your ass. Just go back home. I want to hear from like the sheriff. I want to hear from the doctors and possibly like FBI if they have something to say. I don't give a rat's ass what Greitens or Abbott or any other governor has to say. I don't care what Cruz has to say. I don't care what Blunt has to say. Not today.
Mm-mm.
Just if you're going to, you have nothing to say to me that you're not, I don't care about your thoughts and prayers. I don't care about how this can't ever happen again. If you, they didn't say one meaningful thing. Ted Cruz gave up. He was preaching.
Right.
God's lifting you up. And like the people in Parkland, God lifted them up. And the people in,
assign one person and have them come out and give the information. I don't care who it is. If it's the governor, if you want it to be the governor, that's fine. I thought the governor was good because he stuck to the information. He gave us all the information. And then he hands it off to Cruz, who hands it off to the lieutenant governor, who hands it off to
a
sheriff.
It's sickening. It's a photo op.
It's a photo op, and they all, we need one person to come up there and give us the details. That's it. That's all you need. And you know they're all back there going, well, you know, I really need to go up and say something.
And you know what?
So make sure you throw it to me.
I'm just going to say it, because it already happened. But I'm so glad this kid didn't use an AR, because I just can't hear that again. I can't hear that same argument again. Now, at least we get to have a different argument. Now, the anti-gun lobby can, I want to hear it. And I'd love to hear from you guys. If you are pro-gun control, then what could have happened here to prevent it other than a dad locking his guns up that his kid can't get them? Because, as Jason was reporting, it was a shotgun and a .38 revolver that his dad owned, and the kid took them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dad, that shouldn't happen. But 17-year-olds are resourceful. So, other than that, you're not going to outlaw shotguns. Ever.
Too many.
And you're not going to outlaw 38 revolvers.
Nope.
Ever. No serious person is ever going to have that conversation.
Well, and I also don't want to have the mental health conversation of what could we have done to help this young man?
Right.
Nothing. He's evil. He's an evil person. He was going to hurt people no matter what.
Right.
You don't do this because you're depressed.
Yeah.
You don't. You do it because you're bad.
I'll take it a step further and I'll take the heat. This kid should be dead within 30 days. They should execute this guy within 30 days. He killed these people.
Yeah.
You're going to study him like you've studied all the other ones. Nothing is going to come out of it.
You can gather
nothing.
Any information
no.
by...
No.
Oh, I totally
If
disagree.
You go online and
I mean,
just,
I'm fine with killing him, but let's...
But yeah, okay.
But what information do we need? We know where he got the gun.
Right. Yeah, and he just... And if he's, you know, when he... And you know, if the mental thing, like Rachel said, comes into it with mental illness, it's like... He's 17 years old, so now you're going to have the argument of whether or not he's an adult, whether he can be tried as
he
an
is.
Adult.
He should be.
Absolutely. Whether or not you're going to incarcerate him for the next 60 years, 70 years until he passes away. He killed people. He went out for the sole purpose, and he was such a wuss he couldn't kill himself. That he, you know, we go back, there's just certain people that shouldn't be on this earth anymore. They just shouldn't be here.
And I don't know a thing about him, but it's very likely that he could get off on an insanity plea.
Yes.
You know?
I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care if you're insane. You still killed eight people.
Right.
I don't care.
And Tony, what you said, if they could find something out.
I agree with killing him. I have no problem with that.
Right.
But I do believe that you can
if they
learn
study
from
him, maybe?
Every. I believe that you can learn
well,
from
I
every
just,
one of these.
I just don't want the learning process to go on for 15 years while they study
that.
Him. Because we've got so many people that sit for years and years and years.
Jason, it's been a privilege. Good luck to you,
absolutely,
my friend.
Absolutely, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Good
Jason.
Luck. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Anything on Twitter before I go to the phones?
It's just the evil. The guns are irrelevant. We don't even know if the guns are what killed everyone yet. The guy was throwing around freaking bombs, too.
I got a tweet 2 hours ago that said, same arguments and outrage from both sides. We watch, we feel sad, and then we move on.
Yes.
Nothing will change, but maybe don't talk about it for your whole show. The DGS silliness is needed more than the same stalemate discussion about another tragedy.
Here's why I disagree with the first tweet you read, that the guns are irrelevant. Because if you give me a choice, hey, Dave, someone's going to come into intercom and shoot the place up. Either they can have a shotgun and a 38 revolver or an AR-15 with a bunch of clips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose
the
first one. And if you say, hey, Dave, that same person can either have that AR-15 with a bunch of clips or a bazooka and a flame. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm always...
Firepower.
Yeah. If given the choice, I'll always take less firepower.
Hell yeah.
And so I think it is relevant because the one thing about the Heller decision is that it and I'm no Second Amendment scholar, but under Scalia, it said that the Second Amendment right is a personal right. It's not just a state militia. It's a personal right to bear arms. However, it can be limited. And that's why you can't own a fully automatic weapon other than some very specific, narrow guidelines. And you can't have a bazooka. And you can't have hand grenades. Because the right to bear arms is limited. So when people who are for gun control say, I would like to not just ban bazookas and hand grenades and submachine guns, but I would also like to ban the AR-15. I don't scream and turn inside out because it's an argument about degree. Under Heller, it's an argument about degree. Now, my understanding is, and again, not only am I not a Second Amendment scholar, I'm not an expert on firearms, but I've seen many very persuasive demonstrations that you can do just as much damage with a basic hunting rifle and that they operate the same basic way as an unmodified AR-15. AR-15s look scary. I get it. They are scary if they're in the hands of someone who means you harm, but I don't know that they are a quantum leap from a hunting rifle, whereas like a bazooka or something is. That being said, I am 1,000% in the bucket of it's the person. Because this kid, whether it was his dad's shotgun and his dad's 38 revolver, or if his dad had a 9mm and an AR-15, whatever it was, it's the person. It's always the person. That being said, it does matter what firearm they have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think so, put yourself in that first thought experiment. If they're going into your kid's school, would you rather them have the most firepower or the least? So I get both sides of this. But to me, the gun is the 5% of it. And the person who got up this morning and had a bowl of bran flakes and went in and shot at people, that's the problem. And I do agree with Rach. If you can put this guy in a Hannibal Lecter cell and get anything out of him, like, oh, well, that's interesting. Let's start looking for this in young white kids who seem to be doing this. Okay. But I don't need to know his story. I don't need to know that he was sexually aroused by Transformers or, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what it is that led you to this point that caused you to do this thing, other than as a lab rat.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And I'm with you, Mark. The faster he no longer lives on the planet Earth, done. Yeah. But he won't because he's a minor.
Sure, I know. But if you even go back to the other shootings with the other other young men that did it, and they've been, they're still in cells somewhere or in prison, have we gotten any information about them?
Right. What's up with Parkland guy?
Like, what did,
who
you know,
cares?
Yeah, have we found out?
Have we cracked the code as far mentally, as why this keeps happening? Yeah. No, because there is no code.
Yeah.
Evil person.
Yeah.
And I really do, honestly, I think it has less to do with becoming famous as
I don't think it's about becoming famous. I feel like it's about feeling important.
I couldn't agree more. Mm. At that moment.
Yes.
I think it's the moment. If you have a sexual compulsion and you're going to go get the services of a hooker and you know that it's illegal, you're not doing it for anything other than that 5 minutes or hour, whatever it is you're going to be with that hooker. You want that payoff. And I think it's very much the same. I think that the people who do this want to feel the raw power of being a god in that room or in that hallway for 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever it is, and they're willing to trade their life by eating a bullet or trade their life by spending the rest of it in prison to have that. That's what I think it is. And whatever leads you to that door, because they all come to the same door. All these people come to the same door. I have this method of inflicting harm, gun, bomb, whatever, and I'm willing to trade the rest of my life for this next few minutes. Mm. How they get there, I'm sure, is very different. They're beaten, they're sexually molested, they're treated like gold by their parents, but they got screws loose.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's about how do you stop them? Because, once again, I'm sorry just to take this whole thing over, but just thinking it through, what's faster and what's more effective? To psychoanalyze this group of 100 people or so and try to come up with an algorithm to go out and stop them, or to stop them when they do it? Because if these people, law enforcement, hadn't stopped this kid when they did, we'd probably have another 20.
Mm.
And had that Scott Peterson guy gone in, maybe he'd have got shot in the head and wouldn't have done anything. Or maybe there'd be, you know, 12 kids who are alive. So there you go. That's my whole thing. Damon, good to talk to you. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Glover.
Sure.
I pretty much, you kind of stole my thunder because it to me, I would rather a person coming in with a shotgun or, you know, a rifle opposed to an AR-15. But so that what makes it relevant to me. But I also wanted to just ask gun enthusiasts, hunters in particular, what is the purpose of an AR-15? Because from my understanding, the barrels, the weaponry that you use, I mean, the bullets that you use will shred, you know, the carcass to be, you know, to where you can't even eat it. So you're not shooting for the hunting of the eating of the food, then just the hunting of it. It just doesn't make sense.
And the arguments sense. I hear the most often, Damon, are I need this to defend myself against government tyranny, mm-hmm. to protect my family if the government ever turns. And then two, I lost two.
But wouldn't you say it says a lot about this country if a group of guys with AR-15s can stop them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Practically, I've never thought that was, you know, you'll hold out 15 minutes longer than me,
right?
But
because then again, we can, if you want to use that argument, then you can't say that gun is, you know, not, you know,
a military
gun.
Grade.
Right.
Right. You can't say that. If you can defend yourself against the military with that, then.
Right.
I was just going to say the other thing you hear, Dave, you talked about with that is that the slippery slope.
That's it. I'm sorry. Yes.
You take my AR-15,
then
you're going to take my Glock, then my
revolver.
38.
Well,
you've opened the door.
I think there's enough, like, just like myself, I'm obviously on board with you guys or your ideology as far as there's no way that you will ever be able to take a handgun or a rifle away out of an American citizen. You know what I'm saying? So there is room to move. It's like that you all, well, I'm not going to say you
well,
all.
Well, Damon, what do you think about, because to me, it's let's stop the shooter when he's in there. And I'm talking for my child. I have a 13-year-old in seventh grade. I would rather there be more competent people with guns than less. Do you disagree with that? In the school.
I don't disagree with it just flat out. I would just have to have more conversation about it to see more of the...
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Just to see how practical it really is.
Yeah. Thanks, Damon. Who is the guy that just... the Pulse shooter. We now know that he wanted to go shoot up Disney, but their security was too good.
Mm-hmm.
Which tells me that even crazy, evil people
can be stopped by...
Can make decisions based on
path
of least resistance.
Better security could maybe slow it down.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes shy of 4 p.m. Happy Friday to you. A bunch of people called in, and I told them I'll just make their point for them. About five guys called in and wanted to make the point that they believe that Damon is completely wrong about the AR-15 use for hunting, that it is very useful for hunting, it doesn't tear up game, and so there you go. So there's that. The only other point I want to make is this, and I've said it before. I think these mass shootings have more to do with suicide than they do murder. And I'll be completely honest with you. I have been mad enough in my life. I don't know that I could really kill someone, but I'm honest enough to admit that I've been mad enough at someone in my life, either in the moment or just someone I hate, that if I heard they died, I not only wouldn't be sad, I'll be honest, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably a few people in the world right now.
I thought you were going to say in this room right now.
That if they died, I wouldn't go out and dance a jig. But inside, I'd be happy. Good riddance, the world's better off without you. And I'm not talking about serial killers. I'm talking about people I know.
Right.
Okay? I don't go out and kill them or hire someone to kill them because I value my life too much. If I did that, I would have to forfeit my life because I'm probably going to get caught or shot by the cops and I don't want to be away from my kids. When someone does this, they're suicidal. Either they want to die, like a Muslim extremist, because they're going to go bone virgins, or they want to die in a blaze of glory so that they're remembered forever, or they don't care. If I die, who cares? My life is crap. Or if I survive, I'll go to jail and, you know, I'll figure it out once I get there. But you're suicidal. You've given up your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do about that? You know, someone knew about this kid. Doesn't sound like this Parkland kid, everyone knew. If you asked anyone near him, they said, this kid's probably going to shoot a place up. This kid, who knows? Someone asked an interesting question, like, what culpability do the parents have? And I asked Tony in the bullpen, is it possible for your child to do something like this? And you really are shocked? What do you think, Close?
I mean, people to say, and well, like you'd said earlier, some kids have gone through a real rough time. They were sexually abused or bullied, and then you look at some other kids that came from pretty well-to-do families, that had a good childhood, and they do something so outrageous that then the parents are like, "Yeah, I don't know." I guess it's one of those where you'd have to interview each individual family member and go, okay, this, in the back of our mind, we had an idea he might do this.
Do you feel like you know exactly what Beaner's capable of?
Yes. Yes. I believe I do.
Like in her worst moment,
yes.
How far she would go.
Yes.
I feel like I know that about my kids too.
Right.
And I'm sure they're capable of doing some pretty bad things, but
right.
I don't think they're capable of doing that.
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
that parents, I think many of these parents do think that their kids are capable of it. They think, oh, I never thought he would really do this. They may think that, but
right.
I think that parents, by and large, now, of course, there are bad parents who don't know anything about their kids, barely
sure.
know them and don't pay any attention to them. But parents, by and large, that are at all involved in their kids' lives know
Here's
what they're
word.
Capable of.
We talk about zealots a lot. Here's a word. Fetish. Fetishes are never good and many times very dangerous. And Rach has talked about people fetishize guns. People fetishize the Cardinals. People fetishize their religion. People, it's not just zealotry. And I'm not smart enough to really give you the difference, but I think you know what I'm talking about. It's this kid, I'm going to guess, fetishized school shooters. That's my guess. Not guns, because he did it with two pretty pedestrian guns. I think this it's going to come out that this kid was like a fanboy of school shooters. I don't know that for sure, but that's right. That's my intuition.
Right.
Anytime you have a dark fetish like that, it rarely leads somewhere positive.
We had talked earlier, too, about the fact the father being held responsible because it was his guns, and he didn't, if they weren't locked up. Rachel brought up, kid 17, he could probably figure out how to get to the guns. Next question comes up. Are most of these kids that do this, or even adults for that matter, are they so far gone that if they knew ahead of time, listen, you go shoot up a school and you got the guns from your father goes to prison for the rest of his life. Are they so far gone that that doesn't even register?
You know,
or do you love
your
parents enough that you would think twice?
I'm not in favor of that because I think it would stop some of these kids, but
right.
I think a lot of them are already selfish enough to go take the lives of their innocent peers.
So they would care less about their
parents.
So
why would they care
parents?
What happens to their parents?
Right. I don't know if, like I said.
I think that if you make the gun owner, parent, whoever it is, if a gun owner is as responsible for the crime that the gun does, maybe not as responsible,
right.
but has
partially
some
responsible,
then the guns are going to get a lot harder for people to get their hands on. Kids are resourceful, sure.
Sure.
I agree with that.
But they are,
if you give someone skin in the game.
You would cut down a massive percentage.
Yeah.
You would cut down a massive percentage of, if your gun is used in a murder, whether you were there or not, you are going to have some, you're going to be responsible in some way. All of a sudden, it's going to be a whole lot harder for everybody to get their hands on your guns, even your kids.
Right. Because we get those stories in St. Louis a couple of times a year where a kid got a hold of his dad's gun, 3-year-old, and killed himself or his brother. The gun was under the bed, no gun lock. I really think there should be something done.
I know we say this, like, I could get a gun within 5 minutes in North City. Have we ever seen that? Has a school shooter, a mass shooter, ever gotten their gun from anywhere but a relative illegally? I know the Virginia Tech kid got them legally, got one online. Parkland got them legally, I believe. I can't think of a single time, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm 53, I have some money, and I'm fairly resourceful. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you said, go get an illegal gun right now, we have Phoebe held hostage, we'll let you go when you get it. Other than drive around the worst neighborhood I could find with $100 bills.
Yeah. Sell me a gun.
My point is, it's probably harder to get an illegal gun than we think it is.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. What happened with Greitens today?
Yeah.
They dropped the...
Yeah.
They dropped
the second one?
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't drop it. The prosecutor said he's not going to prosecute.
Not going to prosecute.
Because...
He's
going on vacation?
It was like a two-sentence statement. I'll get it right here. Stand by. After due consideration, I have decided not to file the criminal charge suggested by the Attorney General. My office has no further comment on this matter.
Cool.
Prosecuting Attorney Mark Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
So, assuming...
He's the Cole County prosecutor.
Assuming the city doesn't refile the taking a picture charge, which they won't, so Greitens is just scot-free.
Yeah.
Is there anything else they're coming at him with?
There is something
that's
in the works, but it's not been...
Right,
he hasn't been charged with anything
that's
yet.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Wow.
Josh Hawley's office spokesperson released a statement after prosecuting attorney Mark Richardson released that very detailed statement that I just read. Josh Hawley's office said prosecuting attorneys have the discretion whether to pursue criminal charges, but this office stands by its determination that the information provided supports the determination of probable cause. So Josh Hawley's office says they believe that a crime was committed. They've presented that evidence to the prosecuting attorneys, and the prosecuting attorney has decided to not file criminal charges as suggested by the attorney general and has no further comment on this matter.
I don't, you know, get that deep into politics at all, or Missouri politics in particular. I just assumed that conservatives like Josh Hawley, goes to show you how dumb I am. I guess they disliked him even before this, but it seems like with this move on Greitens, he's done. Like, people just turned on him so fast.
Yeah.
Well, here's the conspiracy theory. This Mark Richardson, Cole County prosecuting or attorney, the prosecuting attorney, excuse me. His wife works for State Rep Bill White, a Joplin Republican who has not called on Greitens to resign. In late April, White's wife, Dr. Margaret Ellen Nichols, received an appointment from Greitens to the State Board of Registration for the Healing Arts. So they're saying,
well, payback,
that this guy's got some connections through his wife, is connected to the governor, who's done some favors for people, and that's the, obviously there's no proof of anything there, but that's the what people are saying. Well, this guy's connected to Greitens, and that's why he won't prosecute.
I think it's sad that Greitens still seems to think he has a future.
Oh, he's back on track. This guy's back on the top of the mountain.
2020.
Yeah, baby.
This guy's back on track, all clear of all charges.
It was a victory. Not only did he get out, but it was a victory. Remember, he came out.
It's a great victory for justice.
Great victory.
Great victory for justice. He said he's been humbled. He's learned his lesson.
New man. I'm happy for justice.
He's ready.
Yes, right. Justice needed a little help.
Man. Yeah, the world is more just now.
Yes. Man, is there
They may as well not stay late tonight, by the way. Because the special session starts at 6:30
yes.
tonight.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How's that going to go?
The whole matters of impeachment. It's like, well, one case got dropped, and the other case isn't even getting heard.
Mm. Yeah.
It's Headlines so Rage. Weird.
A couple found a rusty box in their backyard, and they thought it was like a little electric box or something like that. It turned out to be a treasure box, which is every kid's greatest dream. It had $52,000 worth of treasure in it, cash, gold, and diamonds. And they didn't keep it. They found out it actually belonged to their sweet little old lady who was their neighbor, and they gave it back.
Fools.
Wow.
This was in New York. This is crazy.
Why?
Was it in their backyard or
had
their
the old lady
neighbor's
forgotten
backyard?
About it?
The old lady had, I guess it was the kind of situation where she buried it, kind of like we've all done with a,
coffee
what are they
can.
Called?
Sure.
Yeah, like a
time capsule.
Time capsule. Yeah.
And then forgot
and
where
just
you
forgot
put
she put it.
Well, she
put
doesn't need it.
Really?
If you can forget 52 grand
absolutely.
In diamonds.
Yeah, something's going on.
So
yeah.
The Columbos are currently putting together a time capsule.
Ooh, want, what's going in it?
You going to put in? James in there?
Yes, he's going in. If you guys
bring
want
him
in,
out in 20
open
years.
It up, he's 38.
How big he is.
If you guys want in, let me know. We're doing that all that landscaping in front of our house. Mm-hmm. So right now we've got a big hole dug where all this stuff is going. So I brought up the idea a couple weeks ago to the kids. Why don't you put together a time capsule and we'll put it in the hole before we fill it all in? And they loved it. So they're in the process of putting it together now.
I've been intrigued by time capsules since the WB Frog.
Oh, yeah.
That he was in a time, he was in like a cornerstone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't hip to that.
And then 2000, I think it's 2046, they come back and he's lasering down and he finds the frog and he's like,
I never, when the first time I saw that as a kid, I remember it really bothering me that he would pretend he couldn't move. Oh, like when other people showed up, I'm like, why are you doing that to your pal?
I still have that reaction. It still makes me angry, that friggin' frog.
Okay, guys, I have a royal wedding update. The real news of the day.
Bring it on.
Since Meghan Markle's dad is having his surgery or whatever, she is going to have Prince Charles walk her down the aisle.
Saw that.
OMG.
You go, Charlie.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what? I'm no fan of the royals. I don't care one way or the other. I really don't care about this wedding. But they seem to have been through this whole debacle, they've been pretty cool about this whole thing.
I mean, and to be fair, it's their job to be classy.
Yeah, but I mean, and Charlie walking them down, you're walking her down the aisle. Come on, I'll give the guy credit.
Camilla's holding her. My wife's tail of her dress.
My wife's getting up at 5 a.m.
Oh, for the love of God.
Nice.
Got the alarm set.
Yeah, rather than Charles walking her, she could ride Camilla.
Ouch.
All right.
Ouch. Why the long face?
Okay.
We should play that.
There's a serial pooper in Ohio.
Another one?
He's vandalizing luxury homes in Clear Creek Township.
What is going on with this, Pete? These people?
He's breaking into luxury homes and pooping in their toilets. And he's on the loose, so watch out, Ohio.
Yeah, at least he's pooping in toilets.
Yeah, I don't mind. If you're going to do it, I mean, yeah, I'll give him a little credit.
Oh, I'm sorry. In one case, he went ahead and did it on the floor.
Okay. That's it.
Still, I would be really upset if I came home and there was poop in my toilet that did not belong to me. That's not okay. There's an Arizona Summit Law School graduate who has failed the bar exam 6 times, and he keeps trying. His name is Samuel Goldstein. Dave, I just thought you'd like to know about him. He graduated in 2013, and he still has not passed the bar. He is $285,000 in student loan debt, and he says it's kind of like torturing yourself, but he will not stop. He's 33.
Is there no limit on that? You can just,
I think,
keep
you can do it?
It
as much as you
I
want
think there
right
should be
yeah
I think if you pass if you fail the bar I'll say 5 times
right
you yeah you, you don't need right. to be a lawyer,
because in the state of Missouri, if you fail the driver's test 3 times, it's either 3 or 4 times, you have to get a letter from like the attorney general or something. You have to write to
really
them, go, oh,
Josh
yeah,
Hawley,
a friend, not going to mention names,
yeah,
but a friend of Beaner's failed it like 3-4 times in a row, and then you got to write a letter and say, you got to wait a certain period of time, and then you write a letter
Why
and say,
why does she keep failing it?
She's one of the most intelligent girls I've ever met. She is brilliant, but she's just one of those.
You'd fail it right now.
Is it the written part or is it the driving part that she's failing?
Driving part.
Oh.
Driving part.
The driving part's easy. You would fail the written one right now.
Probably.
We all would.
I'll go as far as to say that 50% of the people that are driving on the street right now would fail the driving part. Would fail the driving part.
Yeah, but isn't that because, this is going to sound stupid, that they're just rules, dumb ones that we don't know about?
I don't know. I'm ready to pipe up and say, it depends on the day whether or not I can do a good job parallel parking.
Well, and everybody always cites that, and I get it, but it's such a minute part of the actual test that people tell you. It's like if you...
You can even skip it. If you know, like...
And they'll just take it off?
Right. If you know that you've nailed everything else, you can say, I'll skip that one.
But I mean, I've talked to people, like, I remember with Beaner and stuff, you get in, put your seatbelt on, and if you put your seatbelt on before you adjust your seat, they'll take off points because you're not... If you don't adjust your mirror...
Let me say something that's probably unpopular. F you. Like, all of this stuff about the driving test is bullcrap.
I think that's pretty popular.
It's bullcrap. Because, you know what? They would ask me, is it 30 feet, 60 feet, or 90 feet?
Right.
F you.
I'm just slamming on the brakes.
It's all about feel. It doesn't matter whether I know it on a test or not.
When I moved to Edwardsville for a couple months to...
What were you doing?
Have in-state tuition for school. I had, so to become an Illinois resident, I obviously had to get an Illinois driver's license. So I moved over there. I was, 18 years old. I took the test, written test, and
driver's
test. So easy. The written test in Illinois back then, it was a long time ago, obviously, but, it was like a picture of a stop sign without the word stop on it.
Yeah, what does this mean?
What does this sign mean?
Yield.
And
speed
then,
up.
So then I was dumb and when I moved back home to Missouri, I waited until my Illinois license expired before I went to, and since my license expired, I had to take everything again.
Everything.
I failed the written test. I sat down, I'm like,
you have a lot of failure in Illinois.
Yeah.
No, this was in Missouri. Coming back to Missouri.
So he's doing 2 state failures.
The driving test in Illinois was really easy.
Yeah, he failed at college.
Yeah, I failed at college.
And then he failed at driving in Missouri.
And college in Missouri, too.
Yeah.
But the Missouri driver's test was like, just like that. And it wasn't multiple choice.
Yeah.
It was like, how many feet before you turn do you have to turn on your blinker?
Right.
How close behind a car can you follow your brights
really
on?
Dumb.
When I took my motorcycle test the first time, I was nervous for the driving part because there's certain things you have to do. I wasn't like completely comfortable. But the first thing you do is you sit on your bike and they say, identify the throttle.
Right.
Identify the brake. And I had these two black ladies who were very busy gossiping. And they said, where's your clutch? And I pointed to my gear shift as opposed to the foot
right.
clutch. And the lady goes, no, that's your gear shift. The other one goes, no, that's the clutch. And she goes, no, the clutch is down there. And she goes, no, it's up here. And they're arguing. And they're like, we can't decide. Go ahead. It's like, wow. I'm sitting down in my ridiculously high chair. Mm-hmm. Am I any worse off sitting in this chair for the next hour than I am standing? Am I going to burn any more calories? Am I going to affect anything in any negative way by sitting here?
I believe that's the whole idea of the standing desk, isn't it?
That was my idea.
Your invention that they obviously stole from you.
Yeah.
But if you've got the, what do they call them? They got a...
Fair desk.
You can stand up for a while. You can sit down for a while.
It was going to be called the Hey Fatty Desk.
Like it.
But they
like
beat it. Me to it.
Yep. But I believe they tell you if you do stand, you burn more because you're not, you know, slouching,
you
I guess.
You should probably stop talking because they might be listening. And if they if their next version of Air Desk is called Hey Fatty.
Yeah. It's true.
While they're wearing Spanx, man, you'd be, that'd be a double burning they gave you.
Hello, Dave.
When did you invent that? Because I thought I invented it.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I remember the day I had the idea.
Let's hear it.
I was 12 years old, and I approached a young meteorologist, and I asked if I could have a balloon.
A weather balloon.
He said, a balloon.
Very
different. I'll trade you my idea for a standing desk for one of those weather balloons.
I said, hey, fatty.
Riley. He was a kid wearing Spanx. That's how you knew it was him, so.
Are we surprised by this all-day rain?
Not really. It's this tropical low-pressure system that we started talking about a week ago. Last Friday, started talking about this thing developing in the Gulf of Mexico, and just didn't have necessarily a really good feel of exactly where this thing was going, other than it was moving north and northwest, and it would take a long time to get into the middle of the country. The difference is it got right over us today. So that's why it's been this conveyor belt of moisture, basically direct from the Gulf of Mexico. It had been kind of a steady rain at times, nothing at times, rumble of thunder at times, and that's where we are right now. Same kind of thing. That will take us until about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight, and then it should start to taper off a little bit slowly.
Good for the yard.
Oh,
it's great for the yard.
Man, Can't grow
kind
much faster.
Kind of a nice, gentle...
Yes.
Yeah.
Rain.
And we really needed it. Farmers really needed it too because they had a little bit of a delay in the planting because March and April was so cool. So this is great for them.
Any sunshine over the weekend?
Yes. Yeah. The weekend looks pretty good, actually. You know, we're going to call it partly sunny. I think we wake up in the morning to at least some patchy ground fog. It may be a little bit gloomy, but partly sunny for each afternoon. Warm and humid, temperatures upper 80s to near 90 each day, and each day and into the evening will bring a couple of spot thunderstorms, but there's a lot of dry time both Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. We ready to do the summer forecast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Were you number one again?
No, we got beat by SWAT.
What?
I know.
SWAT?
The season finale of SWAT.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
So crap.
Season finale of SWAT?
I've never even heard of SWAT.
I know.
You know who I have heard of? Dave Effin Murray.
Whoa, right. Big time right there. Right there.
But we were strong. It was a good rating.
Well, I swear to God, I didn't know there was a show called SWAT.
Oh, yeah.
Neither did I. I was looking at the ratings this morning, and it was like...
Evidently, Mark watched it. He's like, oh, yeah, it's finale last night. It was fantastic.
It was one of the best episodes.
Oh, great. Thanks,
Sorry.
Mark.
Sorry.
There goes that farm. Farm is done again.
Man, it's an on-and-off farm.
On and off and on and off.
All right, let's do it.
All right, June. Temperature swings ranging from rather cool to very hot periods. So we're kind of swing from sweater weather to flip-flops. Expect a few runs of 90-plus and would not be surprised to see one or two 100-plus days in the month of June.
Woo!
Swings from too dry to too wet because of three intense thunderstorm events with the works. All kinds of severe weather. In fact, some very severe weather is possible with those three events in June. The basis of this forecast is that the plains, especially really from north to south across the plains, but especially Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, are going to be extremely hot and dry this summer. From time to time, that dry heat is going to blowtorch into the St. Louis area. if that pattern doesn't set up the way I think it's going to, this forecast is going to be a total bust. But I think it's going to. I think it's going to set up.
Okay. July.
All righty. Here comes hardcore summer. Classic July in St. Louis. Plenty of heat. There'll be one or two breaks, but they're going to be extremely limited. Records in July are intense and tough to break, but I would not be surprised to see a couple record highs go down above average temperatures for the entire month. And again, it's that dry heat, and that's why a couple of records could go down. Rain and thunderstorms will struggle. There'll be one or two events, but very limited. Drought will make a comeback into the picture, resulting in struggling vegetation.
Triple digits in July?
I could easily see that, yes. Especially if this, if my thinking of this hot, dry air comes in. When we have the humid flow from the Gulf of Mexico, it's hard to get 100+. But the dry heat, we saw it a couple of years ago. When it gets in here, we could surge easily over 100 degrees.
August. I'm afraid to ask.
August.
All right, August. A couple of cooling shots from the north, but overall the heat pattern will continue for much of August. A few daytime high records could fall, and for the month, temperatures will be above average. Rainfall will be a little bit better, but still limited, slightly below average in August. Not a lot of Western Gulf of hurricane concerns, and that's always one of our big moisture supplies in August. I don't see that happening this year. In August, anyway.
Going to be a hot summer.
Yep. Mm. Looks like a hot summer. I know. That is probably going totally against the grain of some of the forecast you may be hearing over the next couple of
weeks. Going on a limb.
That's probably not like the other forecast. Yeah,
coming from people who watch SWAT, though. So.
Yeah. You know what?
No, that's true.
I'm making a pledge. I'm not watching that SWAT rerun. I'm going to go back and check my VCR for Dave's show.
You're dead to Dave.
And by the way.
We'll replay tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a live replay at 5:30 tonight.
You'll kick the hell out of SWAT tonight.
Yeah. Golden Girls on Channel 24.
Wipe Nightly News. Oh,
let me ask you a question.
I watched the end of a Leave It to Beaver on 24 today. It was great.
Channel 24.
No, I'm familiar with all the words he said.
Leave It to Beaver.
Which episode was it?
It was the boys got Ward a hunting jacket.
Right. I love it. He's like, classic.
But they took money out of their account, and the banker had called Ward Cleaver to say, "Hey, your kids took some money out of the account."
I think,
and they wanted it to be a surprise.
I think Larry Mondello is one of the greatest characters of all time.
Keeps pulling baloney out of his pocket and all over the stuff.
Joe on Twitter says that SWAT is one of the best programs on TV. Oh. Joe, incorrect.
Go away. Yeah.
Well, you know, no, that's okay. Because that tells me why. They were number one in the time.
Yes. You want to lose to really a good does. Show.
Yeah, to the best show out there, especially
Dave,
the season
rerun,
finale.
We would have been strong.
Dave, yeah. How
we
terrible super strong. How terrible would it be around the Murray house today had you lost to Channel 11?
Mm.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
He wouldn't have done the show today. He wouldn't have had the courage to do the show.
That would have been the last of the long-range forecast.
That's a spirit
Fine,
breaker.
You guys don't want it? I won't do it.
11 took him right off the air.
Is 11 on the air at that
ended
time?
Ended his career.
Hey, but you know what? We beat 4, we beat 5, we even beat the end of the Cardinal baseball game.
Woo! Well, look at now.
Nice. There you go.
We like that.
Man.
There he is.
This what? Show out.
Yeah.
It must be a hell of a show. Well, season's over.
Yeah, I know, but you know the reruns will come. I guess I got to watch it and see what all the
well, anyway,
SWAT is
so
about.
There's this guy that he's driving and he's got a bomb and it's kind of.
Cloak can tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the idea of the whole thing, right? Every time they have a bomb and.
They call it the SWAT guys.
They got called.
I know the Rage has a shout out right after I have a request. Ready?
Uh huh.
I was up on the 22nd floor today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed this.
They're just celebrating it.
But they have a giant American flag. The other day, I was driving with Phoebe over to see my mom, and I'm trying to show her my new office. And I'm like, there it is. Look, it's a big, tall building with two flags, easily picked out, two giant flags, a U.S. flag and a KMOX flag.
The KMOX flag is literally bigger than the U.S.
KMOX.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I need a giant DGS flag.
Yes.
You know, at my college, I just remembered this, at my college radio station 1 year for Spring Fest, the theme was like pirate themed, and I made a WLCA flag with a skull and crossbones on it, and it looked so cool.
So wait, I don't even need to ask a flag maker to make us a flag?
I could probably make us a flag is what I'm saying.
out
he
of
needs it by Monday.
Fabric.
Now, you know what would be funny? This would be funny.
It's a rush job.
If you had this beautiful United States flag, this gorgeous professional camo X, and then like a pillowcase with red
with
marker.
DGS. That's what
I like
we're doing.
You guys, this flag looking really cool.
Duct tape to the pole.
Just a white bed sheet.
I like it.
Let's do it.
You have a shout out?
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to Brian at the Dobbs Tire and Auto Center downtown. I told you guys earlier in the week that my windshield wiper flew off my car while I was driving down 70. Yeah. And woke up this morning and it was sprinkling. It wasn't quite raining like it is yet. And I'm like, I need to go take care of that. I totally forgot about it. Went down there and they took awesome care of me and they were just super duper nice. So
your wipers are intact and ready to go.
They're ready to rock.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
You know what happened to that wiper?
What?
Well, there was a death on the road. Snap somebody.
It wasn't me.
That'd be awesome.
That was SWAT.
So there's another oldest man. This dude's 128.
Saw that.
Lives in Mexico.
Okay.
He's real spry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And here's the only thing that I found interesting. He said that the whole key to a long life is working and staying active, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. I don't care because that's the key to your long life. The lady yesterday said, every day of my life has been horrible.
Right, right.
And God's punishing me by keeping me alive. Other people say, I have two hot toddies every single day. Mm-hmm. Other people say I smoke 3 packs a day.
Yeah. Remember the one lady a few years ago? She was like 117 and she was like bacon fat and cigarettes. That's
right.
What I.
So there's no.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 128. You get to tell me what you want to tell me.
Sure.
Up to a point. Then shut the hell up. Yeah.
Quality of life. That's what it's all about.
Want to hear something real creepy?
No one said anything.
I don't know. I'm sitting right next to
him. He's bracing himself.
Yes.
So scientists just announced at a conference that they took a dead pig's brain and brought the brain back to life for 36 hours or days. It's either 36 hours or 36 days. But they use like artificial blood. It's like Frankenstein.
Right.
Not the head.
Yeah.
Just the brain.
Just the brain.
Just the brain. And they said, now there's no way of knowing what the pig brain experienced, but it experienced awareness. And people are really criticizing them.
I agree.
Saying that it was probably a living hell, even for a pig, because you have no senses.
Right.
You can't feel anything, but you are aware that you are aware.
Yeah, you're sentient.
Not sleeping for a month.
Hey, guess what? You're alive, but you have no control over anything, and you have no idea what's going on, but you know that you exist.
Right. And you've already gone through the dying experience.
Yeah.
So right. For pigs, it's probably not a long tunnel, you know, but still, the pig died, and then suddenly it's like, whoop, the lights are back on.
Yeah.
Except they're not back on.
But I can't see anything.
Yeah.
Really?
So obviously, this is being done so that they can keep the human brain alive inside of, it's like Westworld. Inside of some sort of sex robot.
Wait a minute. They're putting the brains in the sex robots? Or not?
That's what they're doing.
They're not going to keep us alive in our own bodies?
That was the second. Boy, I mean, if you can be inside a sex robot, why do you want this crap?
But why does a sex robot need a brain? I mean, they're only doing one thing.
I love that humanoid like robots are now just like, well, since you can have sex with it.
Well, I mean,
it's a sex robot. But no,
they're not building robots for anything else.
Well, if you go to the store and it's like,
then why do you need your consciousness?
Yeah, why do you need a pig brain in a sex robot?
Like, I'm gonna have sex with that robot, but I need to know that it's George Clooney.
They're putting pig brains in the sex robots.
Yes.
No, humans.
Why are they putting
the pig? They're just torturing.
I don't know.
Mark said they're putting pig brains in the sex robot.
I read that somewhere.
You're sick.
But why do you need? Thank you. Why do you need? Yeah.
What do you need? What?
A brain in a sex robot. I don't understand that.
No, I'm saying
all robots are sex robots.
The robot's
today.
Finally here.
No, that's
get
not
it
necessarily
out of the
true. Did I show you? I showed you the picture, the one in Dulles Airport, right? Beaner
that could easily be a sex robot.
I don't know. Well, Beaner said it kind of gave him the eye, gave her the eyeball. She kind of freaked her out.
Well, she used to be a model.
Yep, she ran. Yep. What? Her a model?
Nobody
Please.
Believes that.
Nobody buys
what a
that.
What a load of crap.
For love of God.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
I think that's top 20 moments on the Glover Show.
Really?
And, like, I looked at Andrew as he said it, and he just...
I felt
there was
it
no
coming.
Registration of, like, why it was why it was the wrong thing to say.
That's our boy.
Then he did that thing.
And then later he was like, I didn't think it was that bad. And it's like, it wasn't, but it was.
If you weren't listening, Mark was telling us, we're talking about child actors and being famous, and I said, if Beener would have had the chance to make a bunch of money, would you have let her? And Mark said, I did have the chance. Someone wanted her to be a model. And Taliban was in here doing the Taliban bus in. And it was dead silent for like 3 seconds. And he goes, am I the only one that thinks he's lying about that? And Rachel's like, I'm numb. I can't feel my face.
God, what are you saying?
And then there's two ways to go with that. There's only two ways to go. One is, oh my God, that's not what I meant.
Right.
I'm so sorry. And the other is to double down, which he did.
Right.
And then he's just like, well, I just don't need no opportunity.
Yes. So it's like.
I was ready to quit my own show.
Yeah. It was, it almost knocked Rachel off her chair.
She took it hard.
She went back a little bit.
It was a surprise.
Yeah. That's our boy.
So pig brain.
Joe says brain can't send signals without the spine. Was the pig's spine still attached?
I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, I'm.
Hey, Joe.
We're not here.
Joe, we only know that the pig was probably in hell
and is going into
a sex
robot.
Here's
something
you need to know. A viral petition wants to replace the word "no" with the word "yesn't." YESN'T.
Hey guys, "yesn't" means "yesn't."
So
it's an ambiguous term. Maybe yes, maybe no. "Yesn't." That way, you're never saying no. You're always leaving an open mind and saying "yesn't."
Isn't there?
Are you open to pig robot sex?
Yesn't.
Isn't there times when the word "no" is a very necessary?
Very
thing?
Necessary.
Evidently not.
Really.
Don't need it anymore.
"Yesn't."
Today's no dirty dish day. You're supposed to eat off paper plates, which is every day for me.
Same here.
Yeah.
Why are you supposed to eat off of paper plates?
So you don't make any dirty dishes.
Don't make any dirty dishes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Chucky says you can tell the sex robot to squeal like a pig.
That's right.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Hey, for no reason, don't use dishes and use paper plates and just create a bunch of trash.
Which is probably put together by the paper plate industry, but
Lando Calrissian is pansexual, according to the writer of Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. I'm super excited.
Yeah. I'm sitting next to a star.
I
finally
know.
I got some talent near me.
Stop.
No, he meant Tony.
I was talking about Tony.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Trish Gazelle's here.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so
DGS.
Fun.
Yeah.
Does anyone say the DGS show?
Yeah, people do on Twitter,
like,
and
ATM
Facebook.
ATM machine. Yeah, I always think about that. I'm like, I'm going on the DGS show just to be a nerd.
The Dave Glover Show.
This is the first time I've ever been on the air with you. We've been friends for years, but this is cool.
I know. You know, I have a couple family members that listen to you guys more than they listen to me. So,
okay.
Hi, Krista.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, Krista and Joel, shout out to my sister and her husband.
Yeah.
Are you Lebanese?
I am.
That explains a lot.
Of? Like, what do you mean?
You're so dark. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never heard me talk about St. Raymond's?
Uh-oh.
You've been to St. Raymond's lunch.
With Hewlett. Hello,
yeah.
John Hewlett.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The only other Lebanese radio personality
that's
in
right.
St.
That's right. That's right.
Mom and dad?
No, just my dad's parents were from there. So right down the street at Shodown Tucker, there's a church called St. Raymond's. It has the gold dome, and they serve Wednesday lunch.
Oh.
Every Wednesday, the men and the women of the church make lunch, and you can go in, like, cafeteria style, and experience it.
We should all go do that.
It's fun.
Yes.
I haven't done it in
really
10 years.
Is fun.
Oh, go. You have to go.
And they rape this, put the stuff in the grape leaves.
What are they raping?
I said they rape the stuff.
Tony
they
just like
the
flickered over his face and he let it go.
Yep. Gibby? Is it called Gibby or something?
Kibby.
Kibby?
You're close.
All right.
Mark has a thing about the Middle East.
He's got a thing about the English
somebody's
language.
Somebody's raping somebody all the time.
One or the other.
And
welcome to
I
the
wish
show.
People could see what he was doing, too.
I know.
It even made it
raping.
Worse.
I wish you could see behind the scenes. Sometimes Mark will slip like that, and like I don't know whether or not to jump on it, so I just look at Tony. And I'm like,
Tony
he's going to make
it.
And it's like, he let it pass. He let that one go.
The guys are in there every Wednesday
raping the grape leaves.
All right.
You know those Lebanese.
Yeah, they can.
Wow. Thanks for the invite, guys.
Yeah.
When did you start in radio?
It was 1997. I'm aging myself.
1 year before me.
1 year before Tony. We were in the same building.
We were there together.
The Cole Street that used to be owned by Sinclair. It was Channel 30, The Point, and The River in the same building. I worked at Channel 30 for like 6 months. Radio
and
came
97 up. And 97.1. The Rock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Later, 97.1. Later on. It was added, but mm-hmm. I started at the Point.
So I used to do overnights on the Point when Trish was, Jeff, Trish, and Tom was on the air. And so I was there on the air from 2 to 6, and their show started at 6. Jeff Burton, I used to always tell this, Jeff Burton would get there at about 5:15. Trish would get there at 6 when the show started, and I very rarely saw Tom.
Pretty bad when Burton is the gunner.
I know. Yeah. Tom was on a different schedule. Yeah.
That was a great show. I used to listen to that show.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, absolutely. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. That was fun. That was really fun. Things
Radio
were a lot
was
different
very
then.
Different.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot different then.
I came in. You know that that Far Side cartoon where the guy's in hell and he has like a wheelbarrow full of like flaming coal and he's whistling and the demon's like, we're not getting through to that guy. That was me on my first day at Emmis, because the day before was like Bloody Friday or whatever when everyone got fired. And I came in and I was just like,
we're going to have fun.
Settle down. Were you there for that? Did you get sad in that?
No, was that when Bonneville and Hubbard split? Yeah. Or, I mean, Bonneville and Emma split? No.
I don't remember you being in the lobby that day when we
I went to Bonneville.
Okay, so you got...
Because I went to the River.
Yeah.
And
oh,
they went
yeah.
to the Point, but
that's
they got...
Right.
Axed
it
anyway.
Was all us Point jocks. We all got sat in that lobby over there at Emmis and fired one by one, and ooh, it was bad.
And then you came in. That was your first day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm Dave. Hi, everybody.
Hello, fellow air talents.
Yeah. Where is everybody?
Brutal.
Yep.
You want to do a corner?
Sure.
Don't talk about rape.
Okay.
All right.
They're in there every Wednesday.
I'm done. They're just raping those grape leaves.
Let's say it five more times.
Okay. I have a shout out. And it is to my godson, Adam, and his lovely fiance, Kelsey. They're getting married tomorrow at the old cathedral. And this he's a good kid. He's a really good kid. Congratulations. We're looking forward to a big-time wedding.
Were they pissed off when they heard that Meghan and Harry picked the same day?
No, they were not. They think their celebration will be big enough that it'll overshadow what's going on.
No, no. Great is if Meghan Markle's dad went to that one.
I'm sorry. I'm busy.
Really? Yeah. Walking Kelsey down the aisle is Meghan Markle's dad. Also, a shout out to my daughter, who's in town. Beaner's in town to go to the wedding.
Yeah.
And
do some modeling.
Do some modeling. Yeah. Like, that's going to happen. Nope. And she got me maybe the coolest birthday present I've ever got. It is a solar-powered bird bath.
What's it power?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is it a fountain?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh. It's a bird bath, and then it's got like flat solar panels, and you put in it with a little fountain with different fountain spouts, if you like.
Ooh.
It's very cool. And we put it out in the backyard last night, and there's been absolutely no sun whatsoever. So she walked by this place. She goes, it's doing nothing. So, but anyway, it's gonna turn around. It's very cool. So thank you to my daughter for that. In this story, Stormy Daniels, performance cut short after drunk man throws wallet in her face. This is a woman that's trying to make a living. She's 39 years old.
She's 39?
She's 39 years old.
Do you think she was younger or older?
Older. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she looks about 39.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I've lost track of what 39 looks like.
Yeah. I have not seen her with her clothes off, though.
Me either.
What do you want to know? A drunk
It's not very difficult to find.
If
you want to see her with her clothes off,
look left, look right, you'll see it. It's there. A drunk patron at Stars Cabaret in Bend threw his wallet at alleged presidential mistress Stormy Daniels in the middle of her much anticipated strip show last night.
So was it take the whole thing, you're a goddess, or was it like,
I'm sure there was alcohol involved, I had to guess.
Daniels, a 39-year-old porn star at the center of Trump's administration scandal, was dancing to, what was she dancing to?
Money, 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 money.
Poison.
Pour some.
Talk dirty to me.
Nope.
Oh, that was
nothing but a good time?
Crap. Every rose has its thorn. Mm.
Oh. What a terrible song.
So it was a slow and...
Why don't you just dance to the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yes. Emotional.
I'd pay to see that.
She should
I'll do it.
That's what she... Here she comes. It's the Baby Elephant Walk. 39-year-old Stormy Daniels. She had high heels and a garter on.
That's important to the story.
Yep. She was hit in the face with the wallet. Daniels was not hurt. But she ran off stage.
Sure.
She ran off stage.
Why didn't she strip here? I think she has signed autographs.
She just signed autographs. I believe you had to.
That's crap.
You had to pay.
She didn't dance here?
No, you had to pay. I heard. I don't know for sure. You'll have to ask Trish.
Mark's like, I paid $36.
And she signed a book. The man that did this.
Is that why he grew your mustache?
Let go. She did not press charges, which I thought, again.
It's classy.
Trying to make a living. She's 39. She's dancing. He said, I was being wasted. The unnamed. I was being wasted. The patron told police Daniels refused to press charges. The man was let go. Free to walk home. So he didn't have a car. He said, I think she is a really nice person, the man said.
Aww.
I am extremely sorry.
Oh.
What did he ever say why he threw it?
He was being wasted.
He was being wasted.
He was being wasted.
No, but I didn't.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He was being wasted. And it was happening, Ben, and I feel bad about it because, again, this is a woman. It's a career.
She's 39.
She's 39.
Hey, what about we mentioned that.
We all know that there's nothing illegal about stripping or being a porn star.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Do you feel like there's something wrong with it?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Would you be okay if Beaner were a porn star?
No.
So why? There's nothing wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong. I would be upset if...
Think of the bird baths you could buy.
That's right. I would be upset if Beaner got in a radio.
Yeah,
I think
there's Beaner's, plenty of there's plenty of legitimate jobs that you would rather your daughter not
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if she came to me and said, listen, I've decided I'm going to be a porn star, I would not disown
now,
her.
Hold on. It's all... With you, your whole thing is the bottom line is the bottom line.
Bottom line is bottom line.
What if she was making
a good
ton
name for a porn
of money?
Movie.
Yeah.
What if she was a millionaire doing this?
Or I feel she like could these go. Are, like, he's thinking about it. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
That's a great question, especially for Mark, because it's weighing his morale versus his love of money.
That's a tough one.
I know.
And it's also up to his daughter to make those decisions. I think it's unfair to ask Mark
I'm
those
asking,
questions.
No.
From now on, all questions go to my attorney.
No kidding.
I'm asking for if you would approve of it as her father. That's a question for you, not
absolutely.
For her.
If it's what is it, it if it, dip, 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 dip.
Okay.
If it is.
Every Wednesday, those guys are in there just.
if it is what she wanted to do and she was happy doing it. And it's legal.
Let me just get to the bottom of it.
It seemed to change.
Would you advise her to do it if she was going to make $5 million a year?
No, absolutely not. Because money does not equal happiness.
And she could make $5 million doing something else.
And I'm sorry, there's no way you would want to walk in this room knowing that Dave and Tony just watched a movie with your daughter last night.
Absolutely.
How'd this come back on us?
Well, you guys are the ones asking if she should do it.
Suddenly we're porn mongers.
But it all comes down to, really, money does not buy happiness. That's saying something for me. I mean, that's a big, big statement coming from me. Because you know how much I love money. I love money.
I know. Yeah. That's why.
Almost as much as you love porn.
I think that there's, that being a porn star, doing stripping, being a stripper, those are legitimate careers that people can.
What about being hammered?
being wasted.
I am.
All legitimate careers. I watched, Sam Harris, your guy?
Yeah.
He did a episode with Rashida Jones, and Rashida Jones has done this documentary series called Hot Girls Wanted about girls who get into the amateur porn industry. And basically the fact that we don't think about how this industry is unregulated, the emotional effect it has on them long term.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are legitimate careers, but so many people that get into it have no clue what they're doing to themselves, to their reputation, to their mental health. So I would encourage my non-existent daughter to steer clear of that. And I think that's a perfectly legitimate thing to say. I don't think anyone could be like, you're not PC for saying that. Still think it's a valid choice to not pursue that.
Yeah, what she said.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 530, rainy Friday afternoon. Trish Gazelle is here from KZK. I don't know why I said it like that.
KZK.
And we're going to play Halfway.
Silence!
Oops, no, we're not.
Try that.
Hey, St. Louis.
Not that one either.
It's Battle of the Halfwits.
Off to a great start.
I can play this.
Hi, St. Louis. This is Christopher Walken. I was thinking about coming over to your house and teabagging your family, but since you won't let me do that, I'm just going to listen right here to the Dave Glover Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Now we can play. Okay. So here it is. You ready? Here's the game.
Okay. Sorry.
It's a simple trivia game. So I'm going to ask a question. And if you think you know the answer, like, hey, what are the primary colors? Trish. And you have control of the board. And then you can either answer it or you can boof, which means you go, Mark. Okay?
And then
it's as simple as that.
Boofing is laying off to another
person. That's right.
Yep.
All right. And eventually we'll have a double boof where if you do lay it off to say Rage, she can either send it back or to one of the other guys.
Ooh.
Okay?
So can I do the thing where, like, if I don't know it, just wait till you all start your name and I say my name at the tail end so it looks like I knew
it?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's called the Tim Convy.
Yes. Right.
So, I'll probably do that a couple
times. And if I'm halfway through the question and you go, oh, Trish, then I don't end it. You just have to get it based on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right? Everyone good?
If you boof somebody and if you buzz in and send it to somebody and they get it wrong, you get the points.
Yeah.
And they lose the points. That's like a double swing.
So wait, one more question. Yes. Do I get more points if I boof it rather than if I answer it?
Yes.
Yes.
So sometimes even if involved. I know the answer, I might want to boof it?
Only if you're positive the other person doesn't know it.
Really?
That's a risk. It's impossible to know.
Because if they get it right, then they get the points and you lose the points.
Okay.
So
here we go.
We don't know a lot.
Who was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Columbo.
Yes.
Mark Close should know that.
Oh, Big Mama Thornton?
No, can I try to answer?
I think I know who it is.
After he doesn't know it?
Only if it's a non-boof. If Tony would have said,
if I would have
Cindy Lauper,
wrong,
then you can go, no.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't now.
And it's Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to guess.
I knew that.
Janice.
That's probably the only one I'm going to know.
Nah, you're going to know a lot of these.
Oh, yeah.
Head and Shoulders is a brand of shampoo. Close.
Dandruff.
Just fast.
Yeah,
just that simple.
All right.
Can you turn that funny machine down just a little bit? That's okay.
They're really excited today.
There they are.
If a liquor is 100 proof, how
Columbo.
Much? Yes.
50%.
Bam.
What?
Yeah, the drinker
that's
got that.
A little problematic. That yeah.
Have you had that before?
Hmm.
No, he drinks a lot.
That's interesting. So if it's 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage? Mm-hmm. 50%. I wouldn't have known that.
Mm-hmm.
What international event for athletes with disabilities?
Rachel. The Special Olympics.
No.
The Paralympics.
Columbo.
The Paralympics.
Nope.
This is crazy.
Right? I get the points.
It moves pretty fast.
It does.
Yeah.
You haven't even finished the
Sir,
question
yet. Sir, did I get
yet,
those points?
No, you did not. Because
she ruined it for you.
She ruined it for you.
Yeah, I'll
good
do
job,
that.
Rich.
What ingredient is added to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Close.
Why are you staring at me?
Yes.
Trish.
Oh, a boofed
so
Trish.
So I have to answer this.
Yes. You do.
Or you
so
have to
what
leave.
Ingredient do you add to white sugar to make brown sugar?
Syrup.
Very close. Molasses.
Bitch.
Darn it.
Good guess. What is the name of the dog from the 1960s television cartoon The Jetsons?
Close. Astro.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Rastro.
Close is on a tear.
Rastro.
My baloney has a first name.
Close.
Yes.
Oscar Mayer.
See?
That's nuts.
That's
how
he's
really good at it.
You know what? I'm going to back up and let you get in.
No.
Pat her on the head.
She's
close.
A guest. She's a guest.
That's okay.
What is the brand name for the product that has a mascot of a muscular man with a shaved head?
Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Trojan Magnums.
Which? Oh, never mind.
So can I jump in before you're done?
Yes.
And then boof it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
But then the person you boofed gets the question.
The whole question.
Oh,
the whole question.
Well, then that's
you're conniving over there, Trish.
She's
I like
it.
Like,
she's I like her style.
She's trying to get in.
Yep.
The dingo is a type of feral dog native to which country?
Close. Australia.
The dingo ate your baby.
The dingo took my baby.
The dingo ate your baby.
Ate my baby.
A diamond is forever is a famous advertising slogan created.
Close.
Yes.
De Beers?
Damn.
Yes.
You're showing off for Trish.
All right. Double boof.
This guy's doing it.
Is in effect. Double boof.
Tell me again what this is.
So if you send it over to Rachel.
You don't know what a double boof is?
Oh, Lord God. God.
She can send it to someone else.
She can send it back.
Or you.
Okay.
Yeah. And everything's now worth 50.
I haven't even got a single boof.
Let's see. Rachel has minus 10. Tony has 0. Close has 80. Trish has 0. Here we go. Game, set, match is an expression used to indicate.
Colombo, tennis.
Yes. According to the Bible, who is the longest lived?
Rachel.
Yes.
Methuselah.
What? That is insane.
Second question on that. Within 50 years, this is worth 100.
Mm.
How old was he when he died?
Rachel.
Yes.
900.
Oh, and 69.
Oh, I almost said 950.
Oh, that's, see, it's so the greatest close. Game ever.
So close.
So that took her back
I
to 30.
I feel like I need a repeat performance, just because now I know how it goes.
You should come back next week.
Yeah, can I just come back?
Yeah, come back next week.
Welcome, okay. Yeah.
Which U.S. president made the first telephone call to the moon?
It's a good boof. It's a double boof, though. Everybody's afraid.
I know.
Everybody's afraid of it.
Rachel.
Yes.
JFK.
Colombo. Can I buzz in or not?
You're
getting trouble. Oh. You're getting trouble.
I was going to say Nixon. It's Nixon.
I almost said Nixon. I should get a little bit of points for almost being one.
Yeah, you're a half point.
I was going to say Nixon.
I was wrong. Yeah.
Call me Ishmael is the opening line from what novel?
Columbo. Yes. Moby Dick?
Moby Dick.
Okay. This is an awesome game.
Tony takes the lead. He's at 100. What are the colors that appear on the flag of France?
Columbo.
Yes.
Red, white, and blue.
That's right. All right, everything's worth 100. Hail Bop is
Columbo?
Classified.
Mm. It's a comet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo!
Andrew, I don't like these questions.
Yep. I don't either.
Bam. Who interrupted Taylor Swift's
acceptance?
Rachel. Rachel?
Oh. Kanye West.
Kanye West.
I can do Sudoku and Penn.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there.
That's
the
good.
Hard level.
Who is the oldest member of the Beatles?
Close.
Close.
Ringo Starr.
Man, it moves fast.
Who was the cutest member?
Duh.
Come on.
John Lennon behind the blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should tell her that. In which country did cheddar cheese originate?
Trish, I'll just guess.
Guess.
United States.
England.
That's close. That's like England's baby.
Yes. Yeah. Right. But on the plus side, you're minus 100.
All right, awesome. Well, I just wanted to get in there and say my name once.
That's right.
That's smart. That's
what is good. The only bird known to fly backwards?
Rachel.
Close.
Rachel.
Hummingbird.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Rachel has 230. Tony has 300. Mark has 180. Trish has minus 100. three more questions, each worth 200. This is a good one.
I'm getting in there.
What was the name of the ship on which Charles Darwin served as a naturalist during a voyage to South America and around the world? So Darwin's ship.
Yeah. I got it.
The ship Darwin was on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have to go to the next question.
Nobody?
Nobody.
All right.
No, nobody's got to risk the boof.
That double boof, man. Nobody's got the guts.
Which American author wrote the nonfiction novel In Cold Blood?
Close.
Rachel.
There's a close one. We'll do it again. Go!
Close.
Rachel.
And close.
Truman Capote.
Yes.
Come on.
Nobody gets more upset at this game. This
Mark takes the lead.
Last 380. Question.
Last question. Hail Bob.
Trish.
Oh. What is the name of the branch of mathematics dealing with lengths and angles?
Geometry.
Rachel. Trigonometry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Rachel wins with 430 points.
Feels good to be the champ.
Thank you, Trish Gazelle.
Yeah, I was non-existent. I'm glad I could help.
Girl.
Glad I could help out.
No, it's, we're not going into spots. We're back in this segment. There was a misunderstanding.
Is it hot in here or am I sweating?
I have a question. Last night, driving home, I couldn't get away from these two giant rigs hauling cattle.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in a big open-air Jeep. Smells.
You can smell them. Yeah.
And at one point, I like literally make eye contact. Like, like the cow's like looking. He's
oh,
like,
yeah.
You know?
That's right.
And I think I know where he was going.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my question. Are they just surfing in there? Like, are they restrained by anything? Or are they just like,
I think they're each in their own little stall. So they can't really, if they.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they're
seat buckled in.
Yeah. Like they're in their own little bay in there.
Car seats. Yeah, I thought they just slammed them in real tight.
So, yeah, I thought it was like they couldn't move because they were shoulder to shoulder.
Too many of them, yeah.
I think there's bars in there that.
Is there?
Maybe not.
I know definitely horses at least have the bars up.
Right. I always feel bad though when I see that. I'm like you. It's like, man, this is your last ride, brother. You know.
No.
We're not going to stop at Stucky's.
All right. Well, you know, we can pretend they're going somewhere.
If you're a cow, your whole world is like one pasture. And now all of a sudden,
right.
Yeah. You're on the highway.
You're on the highway to hell.
Let's go for
you're
a ride.
You're in the truck.
Uh-uh.
That's got to be like, it'd be like putting us on a spaceship or something. Yeah. Like, what is happening?
Did you guys see the smiling DUI lady?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, Google it. Tone, Google
it's
it.
It's got to be better than the.
She's only 18. She looks every bit of 30. She was driving twice the legal limit, hit a woman and killed her. And when they took her mugshot, she like does this coquettish big giant smile.
No.
And so it's just gone viral and the family's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this to us.
Mm.
She's not 18. She's 44. One of the victim's mother was 18. Or it says Cheyenne Kroll, 18, the driver of the Elantra, suffered minor injuries. Her mother, 60-year-old Sandra Clarkson,
gotcha.
Died. Yeah, I looked at her and I'm like, she is not 18 years old. She's 44. Mm. Which she should be doubly ashamed of herself that she's that age and thinks it's so cute to drink and drive and kill someone.
Mm. Remember, who is it? Leonard Little.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was the story about him? Was he...
wouldn't go. What was the deal? They got him for drunk driving or alleged drunk driving. He didn't go with the police to, or did he go into the police station?
There's something sketchy.
He got off. I remember he got off.
Yeah.
And was he
and
involved?
Did it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it again.
Was he involved in an accident, two tones? Or
I think he killed a lady.
He killed
that's
a woman.
It. Okay. Okay.
He killed a woman.
Right. But then he had a second one going too. Right.
Hmm. If there's a hell, me watching this for eternity could be a pretty good punishment. Book club comes out today.
Oh.
Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, Diane Keaton. Holy God.
It's even the previews are just brutal.
So let me get this straight. The movie is about a bunch of older ladies who read 50 Shades of Grey.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they're trying to get back in the dating thing, and they don't know how to do it. And they made a special video to an actor, a real hunky actor, just like a separate video they made. And I can't remember who they're talking about, but they're like, you know, oh, he needs to come over here. And it's just brutal.
Mark doesn't remember his name, but he remembers he's a hunk.
Yes, if you would know who it is.
93-year-old golfer got a hole-in-one on his very last round of golf.
Aw.
I don't know why it's his last round of golf. I mean, did he die?
That's what it sounds like to me. Your last round of golf is
maybe
like,
he just said, this is it.
I mean, I can't, yeah. I'm not physically capable of this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. That's a way to go out.
Mm.
I wouldn't play again.
Wasn't it Arnold Palmer, like his last, I don't know, is it a golf match? What is it? Game? Didn't he do like pretty bad in his last one ever?
God, I would hope so.
He was
a million.
Because I remember it was happening at like the same time as the OJ car chase, and there was like a big basketball game on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was probably. How long has Arnold been dead? It's been that long, hasn't? I don't think.
I didn't know he was dead.
I'm getting him mixed up.
Once you make the match, I think he played in golf tournaments since the mid '90s. But once you make the Masters, once you win, you're. And I think there's automatic qualifiers for some other golf tournaments too. you can play no matter what. So a lot of the
right.
little guys
right.
play. They just play for fun.
They play for fun. They don't sure. do well at all.
No, no.
But they don't. Right. But they, yeah. Right. But they're there because it's right. cool to be right. there. And they're, you know, they're always water. Invited.
Look at this dude. This is the new guy. You missed him. Oh. It's Trump's new VA guy.
Yeah.
And he could be a genius, but he looks like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be fun. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. Did you ever build a clubhouse?
Oh, my God. Weekly. And we'd get like four boards up and we'd quit. And then
that
I mean,
was exactly my point. Yeah. Did you ever finish a clubhouse?
God, no.
Did anyone ever finish a clubhouse?
Not unless I hope not.
Not unless their parents, their dad.
Right.
And every once in a while, you'd go and see like this thing. It's like a split level, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath.
Doesn't
like,
count.
Yeah, of course it doesn't. It's, you know what it is? It's Pinewood Derby, where, you know, yeah. your dad takes a block of wood and turns it into a Maserati. Mine was a block of wood with four wheels nailed into it.
I have a, hatred's too strong a word. I have bad feelings towards the Boy Scouts because of one thing that happened. And it was probably a misunderstanding, but I'm still pissed. Nick was not in Boy Scouts. And so when he was six, mm-hmm. seven, something, a friend of his invited him to go to Boy Scouts with him that night. And talked to the dad, and he's like, yep, I'm one of the den leaders. It's all fine. He'll have a great time. Okay. Turns out it was the Pinewood Derby night.
Aw.
Yeah. And so Nick not, these kids have worked on these
sure.
cars for months. So Nick's there, doesn't have a car. They gave him a block of wood, nailed some wheels into it, and he took a green magic marker and put like a number 6 on it.
Yeah.
So all these kids have these like cool ass cars, and Nick has a block of wood. And
that's
no one
right.
and no one said like, hey, yeah. look, Nick's not in. And all the kids are like, that's ugly.
Your dad doesn't love you.
Yeah, that's slow. You wow. lost every race. You don't do that to a kid.
Yeah.
It's like bringing a kid in on the last day of jujitsu camp
right.
and letting him get his ass kicked.
Right. Although, as I said, I had my car for 3 months and it still was a block of wood with four yeah. wheels nailed into it. I didn't think it had a number. I think what like halfway down the track and the wheel went falling off.
I'm surprised. You seem so conscientious.
I couldn't. I just.
Not when it comes to playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
There's no money to be made.
No.
I'm going to go, now is this a cash race we're talking about?
What's the purse for this?
That's place, show.
It's just for fun.
That's,
plus you get self-esteem.
Yeah. Never mind.
I'm good.
I got plenty of that. I'm loaded with self-esteem.
No, there are these, obviously everyone knows about them, these like pre-made clubhouses you can buy and playhouses, which I'm sure are super, super cool, but not the same.
No.
Anything that can be delivered on a truck.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of times, my brother Dave and I would like stumble across a deer stand.
Big Dave Zimmerman.
Oh. Yes. In the woods, and then we were like, oh, this is our new clubhouse. So, you know, it was just a deer stand, but it was up in a tree.
Sure.
And I remember one time getting up there, and I'm still scared of heights, and I was way too afraid to come down. And David's at the bottom of the tree, like, get down right now. And I'm like, I can't. And I don't remember how I got down.
Really?
I think he must have calmed me down and eventually gotten me down, but I remember thinking, like, well, this is where I exist now.
That's
is up
right.
in this tree.
It's a bad feeling.
Can't wait for deer season.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. That's
I hope I'm not betraying any trusts. You know, I have my cabin out at Innsbruck and I love it. And my understanding is that one of the next projects they're doing, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's a whole neighborhood full of tree houses.
Oh, cool.
No kidding.
Is that the coolest wow. thing you've ever
That's
heard?
That's awesome.
Well, they've got that Airbnb and VRBO, whatever it is. They've got tree houses that you can rent
mm-hmm.
on vacation. Go to them. And I mean, they're up on a tree. And
as
you
much
go
as I love my cabin,
yeah,
I might trade it in. If the tree houses are what I'm picturing.
Yeah, out there, I'm sure they're
yeah.
not going to be a couple
no.
of 2x4s
like
nailed
a
up.
Whirlpool
I was going to say, really, just, yeah. where's the big screen go?
I mean,
yeah.
to live in a tree house.
Oh, no.
Pretty
but you
cool.
brought that memory just because we lived in Webster and we had big yards and there's a million trees. And you'd just be walking, somebody had a couple of chunks of wood that they were throwing away. And by the, You'd pick them up. We'd go and like nail them up.
Done.
Sideways, crooked, and go, all right, we'll get some more wood later. Like 4 or 5 years later, we had, you know, 7 pieces of wood nailed up. There's no way in hell you're going to go
up in that. I
feel
like I would do the same thing. Like, I would find a piece of wood, and I'd be like, Dad, can we build a treehouse? He's like, yeah, just get a couple more.
Yeah.
So I would, like, save them.
Really?
The closest we ever had was half mile from my house out in the middle of a farm field. There was a little, is it called a copse of trees? Am I making that up?
Spell it. The what?
C-O-P-S-E.
Just say a group of trees.
A group of trees.
Yeah.
And it surrounded like an indention. It, probably something that like a car could fit in. And so we got some boards and put it like on the side. And that's about as close as we got. But it was our clubhouse for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have the saddest clubhouse. So I've lived by a cornfield for probably 15 years out of my life. And one summer, once again, David and I are running through the cornfield, and we found like a little clearing, and it was easy to get to, like from the house. It was easy to remember exactly like which stalks to go through. And that was our clubhouse for a while.
Yeah.
Just a little clearing in the cornfield.
There you go.
Thanks, aliens or whoever.
That's right. That
made
crop.
Oh, yeah. I made the original crop circles. Like,
it was your other Spanx.
Of course you did.
I lived right across the street from, like, I always say 100 acre. It sounds like Winnie the Pooh, but I think it was about 100 acres. And it would just be wheat, which, by the way, is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it's green and it's just like the wind blowing
it.
Yeah. And I'd go out there and just crawl and make a crop circle and just exist. I'd just be.
Did we ever, like, crop circles are super weird.
Like, yeah, they
the
are.
The fact that people can sneak out there, I would assume you would do it in the night and make these crazy designs.
And as
like,
big as they, over acres and acres and stuff. Damn.
First of all, if I were a farmer, I'd be very upset.
Absolutely. Smashing down my crops.
But it is super creepy, and that's why the movie Signs is so creepy, because it's like, dang, how are they making those?
No, just if you take them as completely natural, made by men, they're still creepy.
I'm looking at some on my phone right now.
Crop circle.
Oh, somebody did a swastika. That's just
nice.
Wrong. Nice.
I love this country.
What is it about? I was driving in today in the rain. Had to take off my temporary red bungee roof.
Put on the real
sad.
One.
Put on the real one.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it. I was ready for a rainy day, but like, a rainy day in Paris is so beautiful and haunting and romantic, and a rainy day in St. Louis is just like, I mean, I know St. Louis isn't Paris, but
it's good.
It's not.
But, we're a long way.
But I'm wondering, if you live in Paris, rain, you got it. It's so much for the romanticism and all that. It's
they come over here and they're like, that arch thing is pretty cool.
Look at it in the rain. I'm so romantic.
I really love that casino that lights up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Look at it. It's got a rainbow over it.
I hear they used to play football in that
dome.
That's
right.
Yeah, what are they doing there?
Mm. They just have conventions and stuff.
Yep.
I don't even know if they really do concerts, do they, Mark?
Ed Sheeran? No. Who's, U2 was supposed to be at the dome
for
when they had to cancel.
Okay. Where did they reschedule?
They rescheduled at the Scott Trade Center.
Okay.
And was Beyonce?
She might have been at the dome.
At the dome, right. And then I think a couple of them, Ed Sheeran and a country act. There's 3 or 4 concerts.
Maybe Taylor Swift's coming to the dome.
Could be. And then
three or four can come to
Bush Stadium.
Honest, politically incorrect question. Why do people come to St. Louis for conventions? I mean, I love St. Louis. I know we have a ton of stuff to do. I get it. I know Ferguson was a couple, 3 years ago, but realistically, if you're not here and someone says, here are the 8 cities we can go to, I mean, not to just crap on my own city, but I'm shocked. Every time I walk down Washington and I see a bunch of people with like name tags, I'm like, really?
Two things. Middle of the country, so it's convenient from where you're coming from, flying or driving.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing is Cardinal baseball. I mean, we get 3.5 million people watch a Cardinal baseball in like the 22nd largest city in the country, and there's bigger cities that don't get that kind of crowd.
What? Okay. we're the 22nd largest market.
Somewhere, 21, 22,
yeah,
somewhere
ish. Around there. Yeah. We're 19 right. when I started this 18 years ago. But that's based on like our radio market. That's not St. Louis. Because St. Louis City is about 350,000.
Yeah, you can't. If you look at city limits, which is the whole idea of why they want to merge county and city, it would make us a bigger entity.
Because we're probably not in the top 50 cities.
Yeah, I would. It's that population.
Louis proper.
Yeah, right. Right.
So when they say we're a top 20-ish market, that's like, I think it's, I've always heard 2.5 million.
Right.
It's like our reach.
That's, yeah.
Television, radio.
Yeah, and they're talking about city, county, some of the outlying areas. Right, yeah. Because if you just, the city finally was like 2 or 3 years ago that the population went back up, a very small amount.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was just going, was it like in the early, maybe the late 1800s? We were like the fourth or fifth largest city in the country. And then, you know what killed it?
What's that?
You know what killed the city?
We said no to
railroads.
Railroads. Mm. And why did we say no?
Just didn't want it, some of the uppity-ups.
Didn't want the hassle. We should have been Chicago.
Right. And supposedly a lot of the railroad went to Chicago. And then, railroads took over for river travel as far as, bringing in supplies and stuff. Yeah, that's part of the deal.
So when that happened, Mark, how did that make you feel?
You won't even look at me, will you? You won't even look at me. If you're going to deliver a shot like that, you look at your subject and go, say, old man, when you and Mark Twain were having coffee, how did that make you feel? I had a weird thing happen to me today. Did I sound like Dave Glover?
Yeah.
Okay, I was sitting in the parking lot of a grocery store.
Just chilling.
Talking
for like 7 or 8 hours.
Yep. Talking to Danny Liston, whose new album with his brother is coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. They're doing it together.
So did you meet him in the parking lot?
No, I did not.
He was just sitting on the phone in the parking lot.
I thought he was in the parking lot with you.
No.
That would have been weird.
No, in a Bluetooth, just sitting there, just having a great time. We talk for a while. And all of a sudden, my door opens and a woman goes, ah! And I go,
She thought it was her car.
Her car. She goes, oh God. And I'm like, I go.
He was like, ah!
Yes. I screamed like a little girl.
Did she scream loud enough to make the lizard come out?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah, that would have cut the screaming. She just said, she goes, I have a car just like yours. And I'm like, good for you. And I go, no, everything's all right. It freaked me out a little bit. She was really freaked out. And I said,
describe the woman.
40, striped shirt. I saw her walk in.
Hamburglar?
To do the grocery shopping. She went to McDonald's, met up with Mayor McWhatever, and came back. And then I said, no, everything's okay. It's because okay, I'm so sorry. And I go, you're all right. And she pulled away in the exact same car that I was driving. Exact same car.
You should have ran over and opened her door.
I go, there was my car.
Was it like similar license plates? You said it was the exact same car.
Well, but...
whatever. That's a fair question.
Has she been drinking during the breaks or what? No, it's like...
what?
She sneaks it.
No, the car was the same make.
Yeah.
The same model, the same color.
I guess I drive a Honda Civic, so I see the same car as mine.
Okay, exactly
everywhere.
The same color and everything and the same wheels.
I do have
and...
some interesting hubcaps.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I've noticed that before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what a big deal mags were?
Oh.
Mag wheels.
Got a mile man car business.
Yeah.
We got, how much time we got?
Oh,
one minute.
Loads.
All right. My old man's in the car business. And so he buys my first car, which is a 65 Buick Special.
Nice.
And it was nice. It was black with vinyl interior. I polished the hell out of that thing. I had it my sister's away at college. She comes home, throws a fit. How come he's got a car and I don't have a car? Yeah. So I go, okay, and the old man's like, next car I find, we'll figure it out. He finds a 66 Volkswagen, and my sister can't drive a stick. So I'm like, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting in the driveway, and I'm right in front of the garage door, and the old man goes, okay, this is what you're going to get. And he goes, can you drive a stick? And I said, yeah. So he goes, all right, and I get in, I start it up, I look backwards and went forwards and came maybe 2 inches away from going through the garage door, which my old man would have killed me at that point. So then I go, I had friends of mine, and I told my old man, I'm like, I'm going to buy mags for this Volkswagen. The mags were going to cost more than the car. And my old man, it's just like...
You're an idiot.
Oh, he's just like, and he goes, what? And I said, they're mags. And he goes, no mags. And I said, but I'll make the car. No mags. And he started walking away, and I'm leaving this one alone. So, no mags.